This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, July 19th. 1 week away from the start of training camp 2013 in New England.
I'm not ready.
And we have another Patriots.com roster report podcast where we have no moves to discuss this week.
Yeah.
But we will discuss some potential moves and the opportunities that may exist for players on the open market right now to land a cushy training camp job in New England, where the Patriots currently have 87 men on the roster and have three open spots under the 90-man limit. And given various off-season occurrences, there's certainly some places where they could upgrade the talent. But I want to start first with some, I guess you could call it breaking news-ish. Off the Twitter sphere. Ben Volen, the newcomer to the Boston Globe, the on-football guy now for the Globe, sent out a tweet and a story this morning on one Alfonso Dennard, where he says the Patriots do not plan on cutting Dennard, according to a league source, despite the tumultuous offseason that began in the spring when he seemingly made out very well in his court appearance in Nebraska, where he made off with a delayed sentence of 30 days in jail that he was going to serve next spring and probation. Unfortunately, more recently, he was arrested on suspicion of DUI and will be back in court in Nebraska on July 31st, just a couple days into training camp here in New England.
And he has to appear there.
Has to appear, and prosecutors are going to seek to have his probation revoked, which means he could land in the slammer and eventually could land on Roger Goodell's chopping block in terms of a suspension. But in spite of all that, the Patriots, according to Ben Volen and his league source, are not going to cut ties with Alfonso Dennard, and I'll get your reaction to that, Eric. Is it the right thing, the wrong thing, indifference? What do we make of this?
My reaction when the story first came out was that they need to get rid of him. They need to send more of a message. It happened so soon after the owner came out and said they were going to reevaluate how they do things, and audit, I think, was the word he
audit,
used.
Yes.
And just the fact that
also
this
also happened pretty soon after his own issue previous in the spring.
Oh, sure.
You know, if you're on your own best behavior, a couple months later,
April was his sentencing, and 3 months later, he's
less than three months.
Yeah.
I think so.
So my reaction is you can't afford to have people like this on your roster. Who, and granted, a DUI in and of itself, even though he didn't hit anybody, nobody was injured, whatever, it wasn't his first offense, and it's a boneheaded thing to do, especially when you're already in trouble.
Right.
So I think they should have gotten rid of him as part of this ongoing house cleaning project that they might appear to be going through. I can understand, though, why they didn't, because they just at that particular position, they're already question marks as it is. If you lose a starter like him, now you have even more question marks. I think they're willing to take the chance that he's going to miss only a little bit of time, whether it's through incarceration and or suspension, and that he'll be available to them at some point this year. I can understand the rationale behind it. I just would rather have seen them make a stronger move and get rid of him.
I pretty much agree. He is a young, cheap player at a position that is pretty thin. You have Aqib Talib as your starting left corner. You had Dennard penciled in as your starting right corner. You have Kyle Arrington theoretically as your slot nickel corner. Rozai Dowling coming back yet again from a year on injured reserve.
I'm cautiously optimistic about him.
Well, as I kind of joked on PFW in Progress, if Dennard is suspended, that's usually the point in the year where Dowling's healthy. So you get those three or four games of Dowling,
stretch.
And then
yeah.
Dennard comes back. But as of right now, looks like Alfonso Dennard will be on the field when camp starts, will leave the field for a while. After that, I have no idea when he'll be back or if he won't be back or for how long he won't be back.
Well, here's a question. I wonder, given what he has to go through and the fact that we know he's going to miss at least the 31st, do they put him on a list to start the camp, like an NFI or a
Well, he's not injured. I mean, he would have to just be a reserve, did not report.
Like a one of those things. Maybe they say it's better off if you just stay away for now.
I think you want him to report and do the practices because there's a chance he's coming back on the first.
Sure.
So you want him to miss as little as possible.
Sure. I just wonder if, given all of the increased attention to this team for all the wrong reasons, having a player like that just even visible in the media's sight to be photographed, to be filmed, mm-hmm. to be requested for an interview, I wonder if just a part of me wonders whether or not he even is asked to show up for the beginning.
Yeah, we'll see. But I would guess he will be here under the hope that he does avoid mm-hmm. any jail time and is back.
Fly right back.
Yeah, and boom, you miss one day of practice, basically. But let's get to the three open roster spots. And we've quite conveniently filled them for the Patriots with the names of, at defensive end, John Abraham.
I like it.
At tight end, given everything that's gone on there, one Dallas Clark.
Sure.
Maybe an outside chance, David Thomas. And then at cornerback, we've gone the Stanford route.
Right.
To cover routes.
Mm-hmm.
And we think those would be three nice veteran additions at positions that are lacking depth.
Yeah.
I think all those positions, you could very easily pencil in a starter, whether it's the ideal starter, which would be Dennard, Gronkowski, mm-hmm. and then obviously you have Jones and Ninkovich.
Mm-hmm.
But you could even pencil in a backup with Dowling. You could even pencil in, say, Ballard or Fells. But after that, the depth at both those spots is pretty precarious.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think I would be stunned if they go to camp and don't add players.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would ever open with 87 players.
And it's almost like they have more than three spots open because they have five specialists coming in. They had six in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You typically have one of those positions has competition. So you have a maximum of about four players, a specialist, going into camp. So you're looking at one or two other spots that, you know, after a couple of weeks of camp, they might get rid of some of those guys, too. And so you
still the backup long snapper is a weird one.
Exactly.
Unless you don't like Danny Aiken and you're really competing for a job, You don't need, you know, save reps or save his hands for
snaps. there's some wiggle room on this roster for them to make even more moves if they so choose. And you're right. I still think Abraham's going to be here eventually, whether it's at the very start of camp or sometime after one or two preseason games, whenever that is. And I wouldn't be surprised if I love Ninkovich, and I think Jones is going to be the real deal. It would be hard not to find a way to rotate Abraham, Ninkovich, and Jones, or even put all three of them on the field at the mm-hmm. same time. It'd be very intriguing to see, which is why I'd like him, if he's going to sign, to do it earlier in camp. That way we can start to see some of this experimentation.
Well, we know Ninkovich still provides the linebacker versatility, and mm-hmm. who knows the situation with Brandon Spikes, who mm-hmm. decided to sit out all the voluntary aspects of the summer, or Dante Hightower, if he's not quite ready to be the guy. Maybe there's a rotation with, you know, Mayo moves to the inside and you see some Ninkovich at linebacker and Mayo's spot on the mm-hmm. outside, or Hightower doesn't play as much. You see some rotation there. We have read that Abraham does want to play.
Yeah.
You know, other teams have slotted him as a 40% time, 50% time type player, and he wants to be more than that. Who knows if the Patriots would or could, or, you know, we always hear Bill Belichick doesn't guarantee anything. So he's probably not going to tell Abraham, oh, yeah, you can come in here and be a starter, or you can come in here and be a 70% playtime guy. But I'm with you. Still, it just makes too much sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in your career, you want to be on a championship competitive team, and the Patriots are going to be that with Brady and Belichick. And they need you. They want to play you. So why would you go to Tennessee, which is one of the places he visited? So I still think it makes too much sense. The others, I don't know about Dallas Clark. I'm less sure about that. They could add a receiver.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the receiver position, I think, will be in a state of flux for a month plus now. So they could add anybody at any time via trade or signing.
We've been getting a lot of feedback from fans asking about Laurent Robinson.
Yes.
And I'm kind of lukewarm about him. I don't think he's anything to write home about. I mean, sure, if they signed him, I'd say, yeah, let's see what he's got. But
now you can compete with LaVell Hawkins and Donald Jones.
But I wouldn't be like, oh, I mean, I wouldn't be ready to pencil him in as a.
Also, the Austin Collie fans have wanted to sign him. He's big-time damaged goods.
Oh, my God. I mean, I fear every time I see him on the field now, just because I worry about the long-term effects. And
as would every coach or GM that signed him.
Which is why he's still out there. And
correct.
I think he would be wise to file papers with the NFL. And
but he's not, because he says he's willing to file papers that say he will remove any
liability?
False liability from any team he signs with. So
that is an indication in itself that he's taken too many hits to the head.
Yes, and he's focused on some of the wrong things. But hey, it's hard to walk away from the game. I understand that. But we will walk away from this podcast, the last Patriots.com roster report podcast before the roster hits the field. And before next Friday, we all know what comes. The conditioning run. So we'll see who of the 87 and maybe 90 men.
Hopefully the heat breaks before then.
Yes, hopefully for their sake. Pass the conditioning run. Who ends up on PUP with likely Rob Gronkowski and others. We'll be back here next week with daily podcasts keeping you up to date on training camp. The best coverage of training camp in New England is on Patriots.com. That's audio, that's video, that's text updates. For Eric Scalavino, I'm Andy Hart. This is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. When she came, I had nothing to say, and I'd get lost in the nothingness inside of me. I was confused, and I let it all out of mind, that I'm not the only person with these things in mind. Inside of me. But all of me can see the words revealed is the only real thing that I've got left to feel. Nothing to do. Just stuck, hollow and alone, and the fault is my own, and the fault is my own. This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.